T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is Howard W. Hanna III, better known as Hottie Hanna, the chairman of Hanna Holdings and known as the real estate mogul. Hottie, good morning. How are you and your family?
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Great to be with you guys this morning. Everybody's great at our house. There's just two of us here, but everybody within the family is great. I mentioned yesterday we had a birthday party of my 5 children and their spouses, 16 grandchildren and ourselves, and six different houses, but we all had a birthday party together on Sunday. So for one of my granddaughter, Devlin, which was an exciting thing because we never get everybody together, you know, for a regular birthday party, all 28 of us. So it's an interesting topsy-turvy world right now, but we're doing great. Thank you.
Well, that's great. How did you guys do that, on Zoom or one of those sites?
We did it on Microsoft Tree or Microsoft Network.
You just gave a lot of people a lot of good ideas on how they can reconnect this Easter or for birthdays really or things crazy, like that, sir. Thank you for joining us. The real estate market, it seems like it's come to a standstill. How's that affecting closings and transactions?
Well, closings, mortgage and closings are essential economic things. So we're still being able to, we still can do closings, write mortgages, close a mortgage. We're doing it all remotely, which is sort of an interesting way. People are used to going to a closing table and sitting down and signing papers. Of course, we can't do that anymore. But we've been sort of, as a company, been trying to become paperless the last 4 or 5 years and trying to become virtual if possible and work remotely to see how it works. And we didn't expect to have to put it all into play all at one time. But closings are fine. It has not been a problem. Clearly, the number one thing, even though you're working remotely and you can talk to people and have virtual tours of houses and things, and we've got some great virtual tours and open houses virtually and things, but it's very difficult for people to buy a house without seeing it, without looking at the condominium or being there physically. And that certainly is slowing up the market, no question about that. And we had a very robust, the whole country was very robust a month ago economically, and this coronavirus has really been a topsy-turvy thing that has changed all of us, how we're working and how we're living.
What about all your associates, Hottie? How is this working? I mean, you employ a lot of people. You have how many states are
well,
you've expanded
we're in,
to?
We're in 11 states with roughly 8,000 real estate agents and about 2,000 salaried employees. And
wow.
It's a very difficult time because as we look ahead for all this, there's going to be an incredible slowdown of revenue in the next 30 days. I mean, we pretty much had a revenue stream. Sales are going to close, we think, during the month of April, but it's going to be pretty dry in May and June. I can tell you that if we look at some rates. Now, in a couple states, Ohio, it's real estate's considered an essential business because people have to have a place to live. And so we're still showing houses in the state of Ohio with under a lot of restrictions. We're not having open houses, but we can show three people to a house at one time and things like that. So that has been a little bit of a plus, being able to show the properties. New York, which has been most affected, in New York, they just changed the rules yesterday and are going to they now consider real estate homeownership an essential business. So they've relaxed the rules on showing properties in that state. For the rest of the country, we're, all of our offices are closed, including the ones in western Pennsylvania. All the offices are physically closed, and everybody is working remotely. Everybody in the whole country is working remotely in the company. And so it's, there's a lot of things you can do remotely, but it's, and virtually, but, there's a lot of things you can't do. So, but, we're very optimistic, but we'd like to see the governor look at the whole real estate industry. Housing has come to a complete stop of housing construction. And this does create hardships. I was talking to a woman yesterday, an elderly woman who was in the process of buying a condominium, and she had planned to close this month on the condominium with money she had in the stock market. And River, she's a widow, and she was going to use that money until her house closed, and to the house, her existing house. And so she's in a bind because she doesn't have as much money as she thought she had, naturally. And we can't show her property because, so her, she's not going to take the proceeds from her house to buy the condominium.
Right.
But it's a vicious cycle what happens. And we've got countless number of people whose leases have expired and they didn't sign a new lease, and somebody else is leasing the apartment, come June 1st or June 15th, and they were in the marketplace looking for a house to buy, and now they're sort of stuck because it's hard for them to buy a house. Now, we've done some things to, we are selling houses subject to an inspection by the people when this thing gets over, 30 days from now when they, hopefully it gets over. We're offering a money-back guarantee to anybody who closes, buys a house sight unseen, But it's very difficult in these times, but we're going to all work through it because we all have problems. And I've never seen anything affect so many people. You see the unemployment numbers just astronomical. I mean, it just had a tremendous effect. I don't think anybody would have thought a month ago, on March 3rd, that we'd be here right now. I mean, in any phase of life. So it's a incredible thing that's happened.
Well, today is the deadline for waiver applications in the state. Have you filed for one here in Pennsylvania to do like you're doing now in New York and Ohio?
We have. We have through the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and the Homebuilders Association. We all have waivers in. And I was in a call with the governor on Wednesday. And I was in the call.
We had Mike Torzai on, Speaker of the House, earlier, and he would like to see, like you, as many of the waivers that make sense. It sounds like you can do this safely, get through. So hopefully,
I mean, there's ways, like in New York State, the way that we got the waivers there, you have to wear gloves, you have to wear a mask. You can only have three people in the house at one time. You don't have 10 people go look at the house,
Right. Well, let us know how it goes, and appreciate your willingness to share the story this morning, Hadi. Thank you.
Great talking to you guys. Thank you very much.
All right.
Good day. Stay healthy.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.